Yivamas Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. Kohen Gadol Yisro Amono. Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry an Amono. Who Yishu Bepsula Yikach? Amono Ugrusha. A grusha is also even to a asur even to a kohen edit. And amon is asur only to a kohen gadol. Plus he has an assay of hu ishu b'sulei yikach, which is what we have in the second parak, that if a kohen gadol marries an amon, he's over on a lav and an assay. It's not just a lav. So lo yisa amon bein amon minu erisin bein amon minu anisuin. The shame amon almanus is chal on her minu erisin. She might not be a bu'ula. And we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem Ksubis that a woman is considered a besula when she's nechnes l'chupa and she's ru'uya l'biya. An arusa has a din of being a besula. A nesua has a din of being a bu'ula. But that's not the din over here. The din over here is the shame almanus that's chal, that's totally in the kedushin. So, bein me'almona minoeris and bein almona minasu, and she has a shame almona. Lo yiso es ha-boygeres. He's now let him marry a girl who's a woman, who's already above 12 and a half. The assumption is, or at least it's a fair assumption, that by Beges, Kolsa Psuleo. The Ishub of Psuleo Yikach is that her Psulim are still intact, or he's not allowed to marry what's called in Mesechus Ksubis Amukaseit, where Psuleo were removed surgically, artificially, is also being over on that halacha. Reblazev Ebshim Machshim Bebegeres. The fact that kolsa psuleo is not called, she's not a psula. It has to be that there was a removal of the psula. Lo yisus mukazet, he's not allowed to marry you mukazet. Iris es ha'amona, v'nisman aliyah is kohen gadol. What happens if he's already, the marriage is there? So like we just said before, what the shame or isur is in the issues. The issues is in the erisin, not totally in the nisuin. So mele iris es ha'amona, she's already ishtoi. V'nisman aliyah is kohen gadol yichnois. Avad is allowed to be nois to her because the ikker iser is totally in the shame of the issues. The issues is b'kedushin. The Gemara does say a chiddush that that's only by a where he's nisman to be kohen gadol. Masha enkein, if she was a ktana ubogro tachtov before the nisuin and now he wants to be machnis of begeres, there is a givisa his chachos in the nisuin. Lamaisa he's being boleo. He's not. So that would be awesome. Losh in the Gemara is Ishtani Gufo. Where he's Nishtana, it's the same marriage. Where it's Ishtani Gufo, she's Nishtana, in a way that the Torah considers significant. The Gabi, the marriage of a Kohen Gadol, so there the Torah was Yamakbid. Umaisa Yeshua ben Gamla, Shekidish is Marso ben Baisus. We know Hamelech Li is Kohen Gadol. Uknosa. The information, by the way, we know Hamelech Li is Kohen Gadol is telling. It's before in the Gemara that Bimei Bayesheni, Marsim ben Baisus was from a very wealthy family. So the truth of the matter is that Yeshua ben Gamla shouldn't have been taken because it was like a bribe. The Melech, that means the authorities, took her husband because of the money that she had, which is not a good reason to be Mamana Kohen Gadol. It should be appointed in terms of who's the fitting successor to Aaron HaKohen. Lemaisa, once he was in the position, Mufush in the Gemara, that Biram Zocha Ois Ish Latoiv, that Yeshua ben Gamla was Mesakin, that there should be Malam De Tinoikas B'Khaliyah V'Yir, he helped that Torah shouldn't be Nishtakach. So the Rebbein Shem has his ways of bringing about, but that's why the Mishnah is Miram is that, by saying, Mino HaMelech Li is Kohen Gadol. Al-Kabon, what the Mishnah really is getting to, is the fact of Knossos. So we have Mufush HaMaisa that way. Shemeres Yovam, Shenoflo Lefnei Kohen Hedit, Shemeres Yavam Shenof Lufnei Kohen Hedit. She's an Amona, that's for sure. She wouldn't be a Yavam without being an Amona. She's a Sura. Alts Kohen Gadol, but to a Kohen Hedit, she's fine. Vinisman Eliyah is Kohen Gadol, and now he has to be Machnis an Amona. There's only one little problem. And this really cuts to the heart of Yavamis, the first Chelik of the Mesechta. It's one thing when she's in Arusa, the Ishus is already there. But over here, what's there? The Zika is there. So we understand Zika's an Ishus. But Lamaisa, it's not his wife. The end of the day, it's not his wife. She's not an Ishus Ish. She has a din of a lav of Lesia Ishus HaMeis HaChutz. It's not his wife. So look what the Mishnah says. Afal Pisha also ba Maimer. The Maimer is the Rabbonon. Midei Raisa Avada, she's an Almona L'Kohen Gadol. Areza lo Yichnois. He can't marry her. The Ishus, the proper Ishus of Ishus Ish, Avada is something new. And it's a Kohen Gadol who's being who's marrying an Eish Tzir, or who's marrying an Almona. Kohen Gadol Shemes Achiv Chalutz V'Loy Miyavim. The last din, but it's an important din, is Kohen Gadol, his brother dies. Obviously, he can't be Miyavim because he can't marry an Almona. I'll say, let him Midereisa, let it be Chayved Lavin. So here we have the Gemara Dav Chof that we've quoted a number of times, where the Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol with an Almona is Chayved Lavin V'Aseh. So Memela, it's only Gerusha L'Kohen Hedyit that's Be'etzem Midereisa El Liyibum. And then he would have to be Megarishim because Biashniya is also, because there's no Mitzvah Yibum. And they were Goyze Biashniya ought to be Rishonis, and therefore he's Chalitz Falem Yabim over here. Midai Raisa the Din is Chalitz Falem Yabim. And of course, we'll be Moisiv, the Machlokes that we've spoken about a number of times, the Taisarosh, with the Meiri, with Achroinim. What's the halacha? Let's say he'd be Miyabim here. Let's say he'd be Baal though. So the Yibum would be Chal. Or maybe she's an Eishes Ach, she'll be Mokka Mitzvah. Maybe now that there's no Mitzvah Saseh, or he can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah Saseh, because Chayve Lavin Vaseh, it's not a Din Derabonon, Midereisa can't be Miyabim. So she'll be Mokka that the Mitzvah of Yibum has precedence, maybe she's an Eishes Ach, she'll be Mokka Mitzvah, or maybe not. Als the Etzem Chaloy Zika, there is. There's a Chaloy Zika, there's no Shem Erva on Chayve Lavin, it's just Befoil, it can't be Miyabim her. So therefore, Als the Eishes Ach, the Eishes Ach goes with the Parsha of Yibum. She's not an Eishes Ach of Erva. She's an Eishes Ach of Yibum. There is Zikas Yapin. So there you could say that the Eishes Ach is off. That's the Machloikis Rishonim. It's a very fundamental Machloikis how to see the Heter of the Eishes Ach of Yibum. Mishnehe. Koyin Hedyit lo yiso islandis. A Koyin Hedyit should not marry an islandis, which needs husband. Why not? What's the issue of an islandis? And now this is a woman who can't have children. Good, so it won't be Mekayim Mitzvahs Peri V'Rivya. So the Gemara says that Avada, the mission doesn't mean Kohen Hedyit L'Yis Islandis. She's not a apostle of Kohuna. It means nobody should marry an Islandis, Elo Im Kain Yesh Lo Isha U Bonim. Why is that? Poshut, he has a Mitzvah Peri V'Rivya. To marry Behedi, a woman who can't have children, is Avada is being Mamatla Mitzvah Seh Deraisa. The Kohen Hedyit over here is only Agav the Sefer, but it really means that nobody should marry an Islandis, unless Reb Yehuda comes along with a chiddush. Reb Yehuda Omer, Afal Pi Sheyesh LaIsha Ubonim, he's talking about Dafka Kohen. Yisrael doesn't have a problem. Let's say there's no shaila of Pri-Rivya. He's marrying her for marriage, for companionship. Yisrael, Gesunt Eid. But a Kohen, since she's not Ro'ui, Leleida, Reb Yehuda has Epis a chiddush that she's the taitch of a Zoyner. She's Zoyner who Amur of Atayra. That means the relationship with her could only be L'Shem Znus. There's no lasting, there's no possibility of children. So the relationship, the Torah looks at as a relationship of Znus. It's a Chiddush. V'achom ma'imim, no. Ein Zoyne ele Giyoris u'mishuchreres. The Zoyne that we're talking about is a woman who's Nifsal because of a Biyasuru. Who's that? Every Giyoris is assumed, since she was a Goy and she's Becheska Zima, is assumed to have been a Nevelas, and she's a Nevelas Lagoy, that passes her lacuna. Pshuchreres, Shivcha, also Shvachois, are Shetufe Zimu. Vishenivala Be'ilas Nusu, any woman who was Nivala, either by Inis or Beratzin, doesn't make a difference, to anybody who is an Issacharis. This is the opinion of some Rishonim. Tosfos, the Rabbit holds that way, the Rosh holds that way, that only where there's the marriage would be a kedushin loy tafsibo, so then bi'ilosoi passels her up, gives her a din zoyne. Doesn't have to be dafka chavi krisis. We said lashon chavi krisis because that's not only the standard for what kedushin loy tafsibo. The other possibility is a goy or an evid. Also kedushin loy tafsibam, even though they're not chavi krisis, that would also render her a zoyne. Lemaisa, the Rav learns not that way because Rashi and the Rambam in Yisuri Bia Perik Yud Ches Paskin, that even Chayve Lavin Vaseh, not all Aseh, any Lav Aseh that Shova Bakoil, Nosin, Mamzeh, Amoinim, Ayovi, Mitzvi, Adoimi, all those things, the halacha would be that they pass the lacuna. What's not called Shova Bakoil? The marshal, a woman who was a Machse Grushosoi. So she wouldn't be allowed to marry a Kohen anyways, because if she was divorced, she's a Grusha, she's Asur L'Kohen Hedyit, but she would still be allowed to eat Truma. The din of a zoyna is that she's not allowed to, even if she's shovel of a savir, she's not allowed to eat truma. If she becomes a zoyna because she was nevelas, l'apostle, she doesn't need truma. But a grusha, a maxi grusha, that's a specific lav l'gabi that person. There's nothing wrong about it with the be'ilo. It's just in this context, after a gerushin, she married somebody else, so mele b'chiyai gavna, that would not possible. That would not give her a zoyna. That's the opinion of the other rishonim.